I'll never forget that night when I staggered into the University of Tennessee auditorium. One fell on one side and one on the other, and he said, drunk, I couldn't walk. Loop-legged, drunk, vomited, tore my clothes, I'd wallowed my own vomit, laid in old pool hall on Jay Street in Knoxville ever since about 12 o'clock that day. And I didn't know it, but a big meeting was going on. Oh, I'm glad that God cares for sinners. I'm glad there's still somebody that loves poor sinners. And oh, I want to tell you what's the truth. They carried me to that place that night, that big auditorium, and seat 5,000 people. They took me up in the balcony. I don't know what they sung. Had a big choir, 500 people in the choir. I don't know what the man preached about. I was drunk and I got up there and it's hot and I went to sleep. But when the invitation started, that 500 voice choir stood and they began to sing. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come in your heart. I'd tried everything in the world. Oh, Lord. I was talking to Brother Burns the other day. We went bear hunting. I said, you know, there's some things that's happening I don't even like to think about. I've done things so low down I don't even want to think about. I'd like to put them a million miles from my thoughts if I possibly could. But there are times when those things come up, of things that I've done. And oh, I stood there wicked and vile. And oh, I want to tell you that night, friend, when I stood there, bless God, and that the choir began to sing another verse. Are there any rivers that seem to be uncrossable? Are there any mountains you cannot tunnel through? God specializes in things that seem impossible. And He work a miracle for you. And then they changed again, and they started singing, oh, don't go away without Jesus. There's almost done. There's about through. There's fixing to quit. When an old boy that played tackle on the football team put his arm around me and said, Red, where would you go if you used to die tonight? I said, I'd go to hell. He said, you don't have to go. I said, turn to God. Turn to God. Take a step for God. Listen, I've been preaching for these many years, and I've never told anybody yet to stick their foot out. But that boy said, stick your foot out. And I stuck my left foot out. But I want to tell you, my right was a-falling it. Out of there I came, down that aisle. That aisle seemed like it was a quarter of a mile long. I slid into that altar. They didn't have to get somebody down there to tell me to repeat this. They didn't have to get nobody down there and say, now you do this and do that. Brother, listen, I wasn't interested in nobody else. All I was interested in was my sin-sick soul. I was praying, oh, God, I'm a sinner. I'm sorry for this and I'm sorry for that. God, I'm sorry for this. I stayed there, they said, about an hour and a half. Now, I'm not telling anybody you ought to stay there an hour and a half, but I'll tell you how long you better stay. You better stay till the work's done, amen. I stayed there for about an hour and a half. And I felt like, listen to this, I felt like Jesus was sitting on a throne right above my head. Felt like He's about 10 to 15 foot right above my head on a throne. And I slowed down. I couldn't even look up. I couldn't. I couldn't even stay there confessing sin after sin. And finally I said, here goes. I'm going to give it a try. Now I had to look up. I slowed down. I couldn't face Him. I said, but here goes. I leaned back on my haunches and I looked up. And I said, Lord, if you save me, save me. If you can use me, use me. And about that time, there's a dose of salvation came in from a Lamb that's found in me. I come and I got born again. I saw the old devil, and that old buzzard was the auctioneer, and he had me on the block. And the devil said, how much is he worth? Why, somebody said he's not worth much. His old daddy's crooked, and he comes from a rotten outfit. The devil said he's not worth much. But, brother, listen, it looks like I'm about gone. I'm gone once, I'm going twice. But hallelujah, about that time, out of the crowd steps the master, amen. And I want to tell you, made her thank God. He took me just like I was. Out of tune. I'll tell you, damned and doomed and blinded to spend eternity in hell. He began to tune the strings of my heart. The little E string, the A string, the B string, the G string. And then he reached into the box of eternity and got out the bow of faith and roused it up with amazing grace. Hallelujah. And began to draw it across the strings of my soul until every string began to vibrate with the sweet sing of Israel. Thank God it wasn't wrong till I came out singing, redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb of God.